Maripe, maripe,
maripe chebo,
tawe chebo,
tawe chebo, dewe chebo,
dewe,
necho,
dewa,
dewa, dewe necho,
dewa,
sebe chebo, khan gomeng necho, te shu chebo, shu chebo, tene me te shega na shere ma che, yo te ge shega na shere ma che, tene le chong, su dam, dam de maripe che, ane te, na te kwa na ni tong me,
So the way to develop bodhicitta in our mind, bodhicitta is basically the altruistic intention to become enlightened for the benefit of all sentient beings. How do we develop this in our minds? Yeah, basically there are two systems for bringing two techniques for developing this bodhicitta. One is known as what we call the sevenfold cause and effect instruction. Yeah. And the other one is the instruction of exchanging oneself for others. But whatever technique it might be, the root of these two techniques is basically, it boils down to great compassion. Yeah. So if we develop this great compassion in our mind, then we will be able to develop bodhicitta. So without developing this great compassion, which is the root, and there's no way to develop bodhicitta. And without strong compassion, this great compassion, even if one might develop bodhicitta, then there's also danger of losing it. Yeah, as the accounts of bodhisattvas in the past, where some who have developed bodhicitta but then lost it or gave up bodhicitta, yeah, because the root, which is compassion, wasn't that strong. Yeah. And since developing great compassion is the crux, it holds the key for us to develop bodhicitta. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to talk about compassion in the next two verses. Yeah. Swept by the current of the four powerful rivers, tied by strong bonds or chains of karma, so hard to undo, caught in the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the darkness of ignorance, born and reborn in boundless samsara, ceaselessly tormented by the three sufferings, all beings, your mothers, are in this condition. Think of them and generate bodhicitta. Yeah. So you have the four rivers. The four rivers are an analogy. So they actually refer four things. That is ignorance. This the river of ignorance, the river of the view, the river of these two words are the same in translated in English is attachment, yeah. But they're two different words in Tibetan, yeah. And they indicate slight different degrees of attachment, basically. Anyway, there are these four, okay? Or you can look at them in terms of the four kinds of suffering, the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death, yeah. So all our kind mother sentient beings are swept, you know, by the current of, so they're kind of being in these four rivers, they're being swept by this river. Yeah, not only that, they are tied by by chains, you know, but this chain is their own karma. Yeah, not only are they tied, you know, by this very chains, you know, iron chains of karma, but they're also stuck in this like cage, you know, or iron net, and this cage is their own self-grasping, their own self-grasping. And not only that, they are being tossed about in the water, in darkness, you know, they can't see anything, and this darkness is their darkness of their own ignorance, and this is how our mothers, mother sentient beings are suffering. So from the side of from this kind mother sentient beings, they can't do anything, and they can't free themselves. Yeah. So by thinking, reflecting on the state of sentient beings, and this is how we develop compassion. Yeah.
Tendi ma,
So this kind mother sentient beings, you know, starting from our very own mothers, yeah, they are stuck in such a situation and they are suffering. And from their own side, they have no means of freeing themselves from those sufferings. Yeah, all sentient beings have been our mothers. Yeah, even just the mother of our this life alone has been our mother countless times. You know, just talking about the mother of this life alone has been our mother countless times. Then you include all the other living beings out there who have also been our mothers countless times. And when they were our mothers, you know, and then how they sustain us with their kindness and so forth and taking care of us. Yeah. And so if we were to stand back and do nothing while they're suffering, you know, this would be completely so bad and unbelievable. You know, and it's like, you know, it's one of the worst things we can ever do, you know. We just ignore them, you know, and we don't do anything from them, yeah. Especially at such a time where now we have obtained a human life, yeah. And we have met the teachings of the Buddha and we are in a position to do something. And if we do not do anything, this is like, you know, it's unbelievably inappropriate and just bad, yeah. So we have to develop this bodhicitta through gradual means of contemplating on different points. And first, recognizing how all living beings have been our mothers, and while they were our mothers, the kindness that they have shown us, yeah, isn't it? So when we understand that, then naturally we will develop a very strong wish to repay the kindness, and then naturally loving affection will arise towards all these mother sentient beings, and then on that, then we develop great compassion, and then we develop we take on the responsibility to liberate all of these mother sentient beings, and finally, then we develop this bodhicitta in our minds. This altruistic intention, I must become a Buddha to liberate all of these mother sentient beings. Yeah. And this is the way, you know, to bring forth. You know, we have to reflect over and over again to generate this, to be able to generate bodhicitta in our minds. Yeah.
<coughs> 接下来呢，是讲到我们怎么样。 发起这菩提心，也就是说，我们如何可以发起这个希望我们可以成就这圆满的佛陀的果位的这种境界，以便我们可以有那个能力去利益一切的众生的这种心态。然后这个呢是有两种方法，一个呢就是七重因果，然后另外一个呢是自他相换。无论我们是修习哪一种法门来升起这。 菩提心呢，我们升起菩提心，它的根本，它的主要的这个根本呢，就是说我们必须要具备有大慈悲心。如果我们真的有大慈悲心的话呢，我们就可以升起菩提心。但是如果我们没有大慈悲心的话，就算我们有升起菩提心的话，这个菩提心。 并不是很坚固的，我们还是可能会退失的，因为呢，这经典里面就曾经有记载说，有一些菩萨们，他们曾经发起菩提心，但是因为他们没有具备这大悲心的关系，结果呢，在某些情况下，某些原因的情况下，他们就退失了他们的这个菩提心了。因此呢，我们如果要发起菩提心的话，他主要的这个关键所在呢，就是我们先必须要先发起大慈悲心。然后接下来呢，综合巴大师他就在接下来两个偈颂里面呢，解说到这一点。然后如果我们看接下来两个这个偈颂的话呢，他是说四大不留猛飘机，夜神警父难挣脱。 记录我执坚铁网，腹背无名大暗盖，无边生死生复生，三苦相啊，三苦逼害横相许，审思如斯重慈母，当因引发殊胜心。然后这里呢，他说到就是四大部流，猛飘击，所以就是有四种部流，或者四种非常强，穿行非常强烈的这个水势非常强烈的这个部流呢，它 这四大部流，它可以解释为就是无明，还有错误的见解，还有执着两种不同的这个执着，然后也可以被解释为呢，就是生老病死苦这四种痛苦的这种部流，然后这些众生呢，这些如母亲的这些众生呢，他们就被这四大部流毫无控制的就给他们给这个大水给冲走了，而且他们不只是被这个巨大的河流给冲走了，他们同时呢，他们也被这业果的这个铁链给捆绑住。不止他们是被业果的这个铁链给捆绑住，他们还在一个铁网之中，他们被困在一个铁网之中，而这个网呢，也就是他们的这个我执的这个网，不止他们是在这个网里面，他们也是在这个水中是漂流，而且不止他们是在水中漂流，他们所处的这个环境是完全黑暗的，因此呢，他们所处的这个环境呢是非常非常的恶劣。如果我们可以真的这样去思维的话，我们就会慢慢的体会到这些跟我们母亲一样的这些众生呢，如母的众生呢，他们所经受的那些痛苦真的是非常的剧烈，然后我们就会有会引发我们的那个慈悲心。那我们如果要引发这个慈悲心的话呢，我们应该从我们自己的母亲那边开始，我们要去思维我们的母亲，我们今世的这个母亲，她现在的那个情况，她也就是在这四大部流里面，她也没有办法可以有办法有那个能力去脱离，从这四大部流里面脱离出来。然后我们不只是我们现在的母亲，一切的众生，他们在我们以往的这无量的生死里面呢，他们都曾经是我们的母亲，然后今世的这个母亲，他们也是在我们的无量世以前呢，他已经是做了不可限量的很多事都是作为我们的母亲。同样如果只是一个母亲都已经在很多事生生世世很多事里面呢是曾经作为我们的母亲，我们可想而知其他的众生他们也在很多的无量世里面也是我们的母亲，因此呢，他们对我们的那种关怀，对我们的那个恩惠是非常的巨大的，因为他们作为母亲的时候呢，他们给予我们的那种关爱那种牺牲是很大的。然后现在这些如母的众生，他们都在这四大部流里面，他们都一直在这边痛苦。如果我们在这个时候我们看着他们痛苦，然后我们不做任何的事情，这是非常就是非常不好的一回事。尤其是说我们现在已经是有一个暇满的人生，我们已经有非常宝贵的人生，然后我们也有那个能力去帮助他们，但是如果我们没有去帮助他们的话，这是非常不好的。因此呢，我们就要发起菩提心，我们就是要如果我们要发起菩提心的话呢，我们要怎么样去思维呢？我们就要思维说，这些一切众生呢，他们曾经是我们的母亲，而这些母亲在作为他们母亲的时候呢，他们对我们的恩惠又是如何的那个巨大？然后从那里呢，我们就会发起一个非常强烈的心愿，说我们要回报他们对于我们的恩惠。然后如果我们可以升起这种心的话，自然而然我们都会对他们呢产生一种非常乐意的一种慈心。然后如果我们可以对他们升起这种乐意慈这种慈爱之心的话呢，我们下一步我们就可以发起这大悲心。如果我们可以发起大悲心之后呢，我们接下来我们就发起说我们要承担这种责任，我们要负起这个责任，去使一切的众生可以解脱这六道轮回的痛苦，使一切众生可以达到解脱的境界。如果我们可以发起这个承担这种使一切 众生可以得到解脱的这种责任的这种心的话呢，下一步我们就可以发起菩提心了，也就是说我一定要成佛以便可以利益一切众生。如果我们可以这样逐步的这样去思维的话，我们一直像不断的一直这样去熏习，我们就有办法可以升起这个菩提心了。